As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series, we're exploring music that combines both contemporary and traditional music from around the world. Today, we meet Tyler Duncan of Ann Arbor and John McSherry of Ireland. Despite being an ocean away, they play in a band together called the Olam. The Olam has toured across the U.S. and in Europe, playing a fusion of pop, rock, and Irish music. Emily Fox takes us back to the beginning days of the Olam, a friendship that started 17 years ago.
Tyler Duncan is a musician and producer in Ann Arbor. He's toured across the country playing in pop, rock, and electronic groups. But he's also won international competitions for playing traditional Irish instruments. He plays the Illion pipes, basically Ireland's lighter version of the Scottish bagpipes, and whistles, which are usually the first sound that comes to mind when you think of Irish music. Duncan's love for Irish music started nearly two decades ago.
My aunt gave me a VHS tape of a little show called Riverdance. Not so cool anymore. The cool points go down with that. But I liked the show. The show was cool, I remember as a kid. I mean, we're talking like an 11-year-old right now, but the thing that really grabbed me, though, was this solo that happens by a piper named Davy Spillane, who comes out and just performs this solo piece. And that, like, just, you know, as a kid, I just was like, whoa, what is that? What is that instrument? And that got me really interested in the pipes, and ended up kind of fighting through all the barriers of not being in Ireland and no one knowing about it and trying to figure it out. And one person kind of knows somebody who might know something. And
Duncan started learning how to play traditional Irish music in the States. But he says he really needed to spend time in Ireland in order to truly learn the instruments. Then when Duncan was 13, he was able to spend a year in Ireland because his father took a sabbatical there. At that point, Duncan had gotten his hands on other music that was coming out of Ireland, besides Riverdance.
I had this tape someone made me that had nothing on it other than the name, the word Lunasa, and I didn't know how to say it, and I'd listened to it. And then I remember I just couldn't help but listening to this tape that was handwritten on it and not knowing what it was, who it was, where it came from. And I kind of realized, like, man, whoever's playing the pipes on this is, like, the best I've ever heard. Like, this stuff is serious.
Duncan says this pipe player was one of the leading players in Ireland that was taking this music forward. Duncan kept listening to the tape, studying it.
And I started trying to figure out who it was. And this is before the internet really had that information on it, funny enough. So talking to people, I learned that it was a person named Ron McSherry.
Then when Duncan was in a town in Western Ireland, he had the chance to meet this musician.
And then I was in a session in Milltown, but it was kind of serendipitous that I was in this session, which is a jam session. We call it a jam session here. And this person next to me was like, hey, you know, you sound like you don't sound terrible on the pipes. You know, from America, huh? And he asked me who my favorite piper was, and I said Ron McSherry. And he said, well, I think you mean John McSherry. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, you just have a tape. And he said, well, that guy's at the bar, actually. And I went to the bar, and then there was ton of people at the bar. The place was packed. This festival was really crazy. And I had no idea how to even start. I'm not going to ask every single person. And so I decided I was like about to give up. And then this person who I didn't know came up to me and said, hey man, that's John McSherry right there. And like pointed him right out for me, who didn't know I was looking for John and didn't know me. So then I commenced to stare. And that's where John's story begins, was my staring.
Tyler, I think he was staring at me for a long time, and my girlfriend turned around and said, John, there's some kid here staring at you. And I think you should turn around and see what the crack is. So I turned around, and then Tyler introduced himself to me and said he had been a fan of a band that I'd played in. So that was the start of our friendship.
John McSherry was 29, and Duncan was 13 when they first met in Ireland. After they met, Duncan says they started playing together informally.
Just in these sessions that happen in Ireland all the time.
As Duncan mentioned before, sessions is the shorter term for what we call jamming or jam sessions in the States. But in Ireland, musicians are playing and improvising with Irish music and on traditional Irish instruments.
huge part of the culture, is this social component where people play acoustically in pubs, and it's just like kind of anybody can play, and it's a huge, huge thing there, and it's an incredible tradition. I miss it so much every time I'm not there, but that's how we started playing.
McSherry says Irish music is alive and well in that country, but it wasn't always. For centuries, England tried to take over the land in Ireland, and for a time the English would severely punish Irish people for speaking Gaelic, for Irish dancing, or playing Irish music.
I remember my daddy telling me that his mum, when she was going to school and if she was caught speaking Irish, what they used to do is they would tie something around somebody's neck and tighten it every time there was a word, you know, they heard a word of Irish coming out of the mouth, you know, the kid's mouth. So that was right up until the 20s and 30s, that kind of thing, for the language. And the music then, before that, people were being hung, that would have been hung for playing the harp. I mean, there was a lot of people hanged for playing the harp. That goes back till about the 1600s, 1700s.
And why would they be punished for playing the music? Because they were kind of embracing their Irish heritage?
Yeah. Well, England tried to totally obliterate Irish culture.
And centuries later, McSherry and Duncan are keeping that Irish music alive in a new form, as Duncan explains.
I think in a lot of ways, the Ollam is a very liberated type of music. Like, we've been free to kind of make any sound we want, combine cultures and do it across an ocean and do it in a way without any sort of fear of backlash or controversy and those safeties and those securities that allow us to be experimental weren't necessarily in place for the people we've been influenced by. So it's a very fortunate place to be.
As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series, you can see Duncan playing this experimental Irish fusion music. We've posted a video on our website, michiganradio.org. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.
Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs.